Joining me is Kim Votney. She's a fitness doula and author of Prepare to Push. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, first of all, I should ask you, what is a fitness doula?
Well, it's a term that I guess I sort of made up, and I tried to combine the fitness aspect of what I do with the doula training that I had, and really the work that I do involves supportive fitness. So I take the support aspect of a doula and I combine it with fitness and physiotherapy principles to help women prepare and optimize their body for birth and also get them recovering properly and get them back to the activities that they want to do. So it's not you don't take a fitness doula certification anywhere. It's just something that I felt was a term that was more descriptive of what I do.
I love it. I think it's unique. So tell us about your book and why you decided to write it.
Well, what I was recognizing through my own births and pregnancies and then the follow-up after I heard from friends and clients is that the most common thing I heard was, why didn't anybody tell me about this before I had my babies? And I heard it over and over again, and even myself, I found that there was information that I wish I had known, and it sort of became my mission to get information out there so that women knew it ahead of time. They knew how to prepare their bodies. They knew how to optimize their recovery, and really the intent was to try to prepare them for that physical event of birth and also get them in a recovery mindset and a restoration mindset so that as they progressed through motherhood and life and all the different stages, they weren't dealing with the, you know, issues that women think are normal after having a baby, such as incontinence and prolapse and lingering back pain. So really it was my intent was to educate and inform and empower women so that they had opportunities to really prepare their bodies for the very physical event of birth.
Wonderful. And Kim, you're like a pioneer. You know, and
well, I guess so. I guess somebody called me that, but there's quite a few of us. Actually, it's funny, on social media there's a hashtag called Pelvic Mafia, and it's a collection of pelvic health professionals around the world who all share a common mission to really get information about pelvic health out there and more talked about.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are two neglected parts of the body that, like the pelvic floor and the stomach, is that... Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I find that women typically will come to me after having a baby, and their main complaint or the main area they want to focus on is their belly, their tummy, the mummy tummy, as they call it. And what is a piece of that they may not talk about as openly is also the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor and the abdomen are very closely tied in terms of function and dysfunction, I guess, really. And they're two parts of the body that obviously go through significant change during pregnancy and birth. And while the main complaint may be the tummy, oftentimes I uncover that the pelvic floor is also dealing with some challenges as well. So we work on restoring both aspects. So, and a lot of time when you can heal the floor, like the function of the pelvic floor, it actually also will help with the appearance and function and feel of the abdomen as well.
Interesting. And now, which leads me to, actually, you wrote another book, right? Or which is Your Pelvic Floor, The Inside Story?
Yes, hasn't been quite completed yet. I'm just working on the final edit and hope to have that out in the next month or so. But it's more a collection of tips from pelvic health professionals around the world. So sort of from that pelvic mafia that I was talking about, there are a lot of us talking about it, and we all have different tips and different areas of expertise. And what I wanted to do was put together, it's a short book with a little bit of education and a lot of tips so that women could hear from these other professionals around the world and also find the short little tidbits that might be applicable to them and might prompt them or urge them to seek help, and also then now know where they can get help.
And that's wonderful. And now your book, Prepare to Push, where can people buy your book?
You can find that on Amazon, and it's available in soft cover as well as ebook. And it's also available on my website, which is pelvienwellness.com, and that's P-E-L-V-I-E-N-N-E, wellness.com. And pelvian, just as a side note there, people wonder what that word is, and it's actually the French word for female pelvis, so that's where that word came from. But you can buy the book there also in soft cover and ebook.
Wonderful. And thank you, Kim, for coming on the show, and I'd like to have you come back.
I would love to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Kim, that was wonderful.